Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. A new political era for the Bundaberg region will officially begin this Thursday, with Helen Blackburn set to take the title of Mayor at the Declaration of Office ceremony. It was a convincing win in the end, with Blackburn securing over 58% of the total vote. The Mayor-elect says it's time for the council to start working cooperatively.
The very first thing that needs to happen is the council needs to come together and realise that they have to work as a team. There's new people and old people on that council, and together we need to form that new team that does their best for the best interests of the Bundaberg region.
On the Fraser Coast, the new council is starting to take shape. George Seymour has handily won the mayoral vote. Phil Truscott has been declared for Division 2, Daniel Sanderson for Div 4. Newcomer Michelle Govers is in for Division 5, and Dennis Chapman has been confirmed for Division 8. A warning, some of you may find this next story confronting. An abortion advocate says a newly proposed termination of pregnancy amendment bill is yet another example of politicians dabbling in women's health issues. Katter's Australia Party's Robbie Katter introduced the bill last week, calling for fetuses born as a result of a late-term abortion to have human rights. Former Children by Choice CEO Dale Kelleher says women and medical professionals make those decisions together after considering all factors, including the current and future well-being of the fetus and the mother.
It's a tactic that's used by conservative politicians that are anti-abortion. It comes directly from the US, that is meant to inflame emotions and make people believe abortion care is killing babies and leaving them alone to die, which is simply not the reality.
And briefly, the head of the Caravan Park Association of Queensland says your next holiday is going to be more expensive if the Queensland government's new laws pass. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon has proposed sweeping changes to the manufactured home legislation, which will tie rent increases directly to CPI. And that's all your local news for now.